In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord has told us during this Lent, a wicked and adulterous generation seeks a sign, and no sign shall be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. It is that prophet whose voice we hear in today's Mass. We hear of Jonas' preaching to the Ninevites. It is not often enough that we reflect on the meaning of our Lord's words with regard to this prophet. Certainly, our Lord was foretold by all the prophets, but there must be some special meaning to his words when he says, "No sign shall be given but the sign of Jonas the prophet." It has been understood to mean that it is Jonas alone who speaks explicitly of the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As our Lord says, as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. Jonas was sent, despite himself, to preach to the Gentiles, to the Ninevites. And after warning them of the destruction that would come upon their city, he exhorted them to fast, and they obeyed and fasted for 40 days. And so the destruction of their city was averted. Now comes the fulfillment of this sign. The Son of Man comes, and he is preaching. But this generation will not heed his words. And he has already told us some days ago through the voice of Abraham, this people have the prophets and Moses. Let them listen to them. For if they will not listen to them, neither will they believe if one should rise from the dead. No, if this generation will not heed Moses and the prophets, even the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will not convert them. And so, after 40 years, the destruction of their city will be fulfilled. For 40 years after the resurrection of our Lord, Jerusalem will be destroyed and the Old Testament brought definitively to a close. In these days, these first days of Passiontide, the Church emphasizes to us the importance of time. Yet a little while, we hear from our Lord today, and tomorrow, my time is not quite yet come, but your time is always prepared. With the time then that remains to us in this holy season of Lent, let us place ourselves at the foot of the cross with Our Lady of Sorrows and implore the grace to weep with her, to be united to that pierced heart of our Savior. By that piercing, which went through as well the Immaculate Heart of his Mother, let us hide ourselves in his 5 sacred wounds. Let us consider his sufferings, that while there is still time, our hearts of stone may be struck open, and those living waters may pour forth, that we may receive that promised gift of the Spirit and grace in our hearts and salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen.